It's corn season here in the Northeast. Piles of newly harvested cobs popping up in farmers markets, supermarkets, and in here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunn's kitchen. And she joins us in the studio with some of her ideas of what to do with them. Welcome.
Hi, Robin.
This room smells so good. I don't know if we can wait for the recipe.
We don't have to wait.
Okay.
I'll talk a little bit about corn. Let me tell you what you have before you, because they're hot. These are what I call breakfast corn fritters. And it's corn and a tiny bit of flour and some bacon. Soda and a little bit of egg, and it's the simplest thing, and you can make the mixture the night before and you cook them up into little pancakes, and you've got some maple syrup in front of you. So we'll just cut to the chase. Did you tell me that you had these as a child?
You know, this is bringing back such memories. My mother did not cook a lot, but we had corn fritters with the maple syrup. And I'm sure real maple syrup.
Of course.
Which everyone has a small bottle in their bag, right?
In case like me, right?
You're at a diner and it's not real maple syrup. But, oh, the sweet and the savory.
Yeah. Now, you can also do a savory version of that. But let me tell you a little bit about corn in general. I've learned a lot about corn by following the career of a woman named Betty Fussell. She wrote two really incredible books, one called The Story of Corn and one called Crazy for Corn. And I just want to read you this one paragraph because it kind of gives you the scope. We think of corn as, you know, August food, but it touches almost every part of the world. She writes, wherever you touch corn, it takes you not only into every part of the food chain and into every segment of a menu, but also around the world. The gold Columbus discovered was corn. And after Columbus, corn went everywhere because it would grow everywhere. Corn became the poor man's staple from Beijing to Timbuktu, so it surfaces in recipes from Indonesia, Spain, India, Africa, Japan, as well as from Ecuador, Bolivia, Guatemala, and Brazil.
Hmm.
Pretty interesting stuff.
And of course, in modern days, there's a debate as to whether or not it should be used for fuel. And
that's a whole other segment, right? You get a different person on to talk about that.
But meanwhile, I'm tasting this corn fritter.
Yeah, well, you're eating the best of sweet August corn. And, you know, it's one of those foods that we can't get year-round. So I think its place in our memory, in our hearts, in our taste bud becomes even more elevated because it's a truly seasonal food. And as far as I'm concerned, you should only eat it when it's fresh now.
This is like a beautiful pancake.
Yeah, but it's got that wonderful texture of the corn kernels. And then you could do a savory version with no sugar where you add lots of fresh herbs and a little bit of grated lemon zest and did like an herb lemon butter on top of it. It would be a great light summer dinner. There's so many things you can do with corn. I don't even know where to start. Okay. But let me start by telling you how to look for it.
Okay.
You know how you go to buy corn and there are these crazy people ripping apart every husk? Oh, I need to check to see if it's fresh. Well, guess what? You don't need to rip the husks off to see if the corn is fresh.
You know, some stores are now saying, please don't do it.
Well, could you imagine if it was your store? You know, I often go to places and like half of the table of corn looks ravaged. You know, you just don't really want that corn. So what are they supposed to do with it? But here's what you need to look for. You want to feel from the top of the outside of the husk. It should feel firm. If it feels soft and squishy, it means it's old. The tightly closed husk, the husk itself, should be bright green. It shouldn't look dried out like a tamale skin. It should be kind of it shouldn't be pale green or off-white, but you want to look for bright green. And you can actually feel the kernels through the husk. Then they should feel plump and ample.
Okay.
Also, the tassels, those little silky strands that stick out of the top, look for fresh ones. If they look dried out, they're not. It's old.
Okay.
So those are really good tips so you don't have to ruin the corn everywhere you go.
Some places, though, are putting a garbage can there. So you just husk them right
and
there.
And then you take them home.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is, you know, the thing with corn is as soon as it's harvested, the sugar in the kernels begins to convert to starch.
Oh.
And the corn loses its sweetness. So you really want to buy corn at a place that's picking that morning.
And do you want to keep it in the husk?
You do. The husk will keep it a bit fresher for several more hours. So it is way better not to buy corn that's pre-husk. It takes 2 or 3 minutes. You can compost it. You can use it. Not whatever. Kathy Gunn's just here.
Sorry.
It's not whatever.
I'm so sorry. Like,
let me tell you, those husks and even those tassels, the silky part, you can make a corn stock out of those.
No.
Yes, indeed. You could make a corn chowder, a traditional one that would have either salt pork or pancetta or bacon. Or I have one where you make sweet potato and corn chowder with a little bit of a saffron cream. Kind of fancy.
Yeah.
But there are some people believe raw is the best. You just eat it raw. And people think, really? But if you cut it right off the husk, it is at its absolute
sweetest
and juicy.
Yeah.
Absolutely juicy. In my house, we bring a pot of water to a boil. We husk the corn. We throw it in. As soon as it comes back up to the boil, we count to 30 and we take it out.
Absolutely.
Right?
You don't want to overcook it.
These people, they're like, oh, 5 minutes, 10 minutes? No, you're eating starch then. You want just fresh, fresh. You want to dunk it into the hot, hot water.
This is always the way. Who knew that there'd be so much to learn about how to eat a corn on the cob?
I haven't even gotten started yet. Grilling, one of the favorite ways to grill corn. You can either husk it and brush it with olive oil and throw it on so that the kernels actually get a golden brown crisp.
Right,
and then
on the grill.
Right on the grill. You can eat them with flavored herb butters. You can cut them off and put them into salads. I have a wonderful recipe for a grilled corn, tomato, feta, and mint salad.
Mm-hmm.
Really easy. Make it. It'll sit for a few hours. So good. Other people like to husk the corn, remove the silk, then pull the husk right back on the corn, dunk it in water for about an hour, and then grill it. And then it's kind of a grill steam because it's moist and the husk will protect the corn and it stays super juicy.
You can also throw it into a pit fire on the beach with clams.
The best. Mm-hmm. The best. Any kind of direct hit with fire, I think it really brings out that real flavor.
Okay, so that's cooking. How about caring for it? The care and preservation of your corn. Should you refrigerate it after you buy it?
Caring for corn. That's such a public radio topic, no. Isn't it?
Do you put it in the fridge?
I do sometimes. I try to keep it at room temperature because ideally I've either picked it that morning or I've bought it from a farm stand that morning. Some people like to store it in loosely wrapped damp paper towels inside a paper bag. So you're retaining that moisture there. But absolutely, you want to use it. Some people say 24 hours. I say 12 is pushing it. Ideally, 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay. What about things? I mean, you've talked to us before, but grits, baking corn, you know, what, some other thoughts?
Let me tell you, I have a friend, Virginia Willis. She's a French-trained Southern chef. She lives in Atlanta. She sent me a recipe for corn spoon bread. And spoon bread is more like a custard than bread. It's like a casserole more than a souffle. You got to try this recipe.
Okay.
It is heaven. It's kind of like grits, and it's kind of like grits met a souffle. Super simple. It uses cornmeal and fresh corn, eggs and chives. Just wonderful.
Okay.
Then you have the fritters there, and there is a savory version of those as well. Sautéed corn right off the cob. I love to do with a fresh tomato from the garden. A little bit of cilantro, which is not a flavor you normally associate with corn, but it's delicious on top of grilled fish or even a taco.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful. Again, super simple. We did a terrific corn relish on the 4th of July. We're going to
have that recipe up.
But all these recipes, you want to add some of that fresh corn because 'tis the season.
Oh, you stopped talking, so I have to stop eating.
I'm sorry.
We have been talking corn with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Her latest book is Notes from a Maine Kitchen, Seasonally Inspired Recipes. We'll have all of her corn recipes and tips at hereandnow.org. And we want to hear yours. I can't believe there's any that Kathy left out. But,
oh, I bet.
Let us know.
All the regional recipes.
Yeah, all we want to hear them, so send them on. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.